You might like to turn in your Bible to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians and chapter 5. And there's a word used often in describing our journey down the corridor of time. And that's the word walking. Walking, behaving. You go from inch to inch, day to day, hour to hour, you go down the corridor of time. And you are living under given circumstances, conditions, etc. On a given day, on a given hour. That's a good amount of time. Call walking, proceeding down the corridor. Now, and God makes that simple for us in 2 Corinthians 5 and in verse 17. Verse 7. For we walk by faith. And the little word by means of, the agency. How do we walk? What's the movement, the motivation, the energy? It's by faith. We walk by faith and not by means of sight. So we have two things to understand. In a human's movement through time, they are using either their sight, period, or they know the Lord as their Savior and they walk by faith. By sight, normal, what we do. By faith, God gets involved in our heart, and we walk by sight in the world, but we're governed by faith, looking to God. Walk before God and be thou perfect. Now, having said that, perfect, complete, having said that, another little piece, we're right in this vicinity, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man, physical, by sight, touch, feeling, everything, our senses, and we walk by sight. Now, verse 16. For which cause we faint not, though our outward man perish or is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So we have a contrast. We walk by faith and by sight. Here they are, side by side. Here I am looking at a body, and the body is failing. The system that I live in, that I carry, my body that I live in, you live in, is failing. It's not getting healthier. It's getting older, and it's using up its time, its physical being, using up your physical energy on planet Earth. And you're doing that. So we have this walk by faith, by sight. Well, we have body perishing, but at the same manner, being renewed. Verse 17, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. So here's this journey the believer has going through time, sight, faith, our bodies, the things aren't, that nothing's coming out good, everything's deteriorating, the conditions, humanly and otherwise. And so here we are going. At the same time, we're renewed. In the same time, what we're doing through by sight is a moment. Compared to the other side of the coin, by faith, that is moving into eternity. Sight is moving through time. Faith is moving through time into eternity. You don't do that by sight. Now, having said that, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. By sight, what we go through is everything's temporary. bodies perish. Everything's it's just appearing. We have it today, it's gone tomorrow. But we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. They're only for a moment. Sight is only for a moment. You see something, and then you don't. You have it. You had supper or lunch or something. You had it. It's all gone. Therefore, verse 6:18, which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So, here's our contrast we're looking at. Now, in order to understand that, and being inspired by the rain, over to Isaiah 55. In Isaiah chapter 55, keep in mind as we do, there's two things alive and well, by sight and by faith, for the believing heart. Now, adding to that, therefore, Isaiah 55, verse 8, and now I'll read verse 7, let the wicked forsake his way, and his unrighteous man his thoughts. And let them return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. You want to get rid of the thoughts. We got them. We work with our mind. We go by things that we see, touch, taste, smell, experience. Verse 8. Reason. 4. Don't go by your thoughts. 4. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. And just to make a contrast, God said, so you understand the difference. Verse 9. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Infinite in part. Is our little mind, our thinking, our experiencing, work, home, school, health, wealth, coming and going. Here we are going. That's it. We've got it. And that's our thoughts. And God said, our thoughts are no match for his thoughts, which are higher than the heavens. Now, God, put that in focus for us. 4, verse 10. 4, as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, reason that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. The weather, God does it. What are you doing? What happens if we were on the moon and it was lunchtime? There's nowhere to go. There's no tomato plant. There's no loaf of bread. It's dead. What are we doing, God? You're telling us that without you taking care of our environment, it's earthly, that we go by sight. We're looking by sight. How do we enjoy the sight, things we see? Because God takes care of our environment that we live in. He takes care of the system where we live in so that we can get something to eat and have weather coming and going. We live and we have some way to live by sight. That's what God does. That's what he's doing with the raindrops. Thousands, millions of raindrops, zillions of raindrops. All falling down. They fall down. All over the world, they've been doing it after the Genesis flood. That's what he's been doing. Wow. And it's our turn on planet Earth to what? Walk by sight. Now, having said that, God, remember there's two sides, by faith and by sight. So we got the sight part, and we see God's hand in it. I can't, what about the faith part? Isaiah 55, verse 11. So shall my word be, that just like the rain, just like the weather, just like my care, so that you can see and walk on planet Earth, so that my word, so shall my word be, that goes forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. It shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. The rain, by sight, by faith. What are we doing by faith? We're looking, faith is the, Hebrews 11, 1. By faith is the substance, is the support. By faith, we come to grips with the reality of things not seen. We see the things we can't see by faith. So, here's by sight. And God, what do we do? I see all that. I see the weather, the government, and everything. But the other side that I can't see, only by faith. That's what God is doing. When, at the same time, I'm looking out of my eyes and seeing the world, God is doing everything at the same time all over the place that I can't see. He's just doing it. It's both are existent at the same time. It's an awesome thing. Hang on, it'll come. Now, having said that, take it a little further over to Job. And in Job, if I can, oh, chapter 37. Job 37, picking up in thought, verse 10. 37:10, Job. By the breath of God, frost is given, and the breath of the waters is straightened. It's frozen. The whole lake is frozen. Wow. Also, by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. In other words, it's the clouds, and God makes the cloud heavy, full of water, and it dumps the rain, which is what's happening, dumping the rain down on us. By water, by 11. Also by watering, he wearieth the cloud, thick cloud. He scattereth the bright clouds, thunder. And it is turned around about by his counsels, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them. That's the weather and everything else. That upon the face of the world, in the earth. Verse 13. He causes it to come, whether for correction, or for the land, or for mercy. God's in charge of the jet stream and everything else. It does its normal thing until God wants to use it in a very special way, and then he does. It's his. He's taking care so that we can walk by sight, that we can see. Now, having said that and keeping that in mind, now, so therefore, over if I can, oh, in verse 14. Hearken unto this, O Job, stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. God, that's what we're looking at. We're taking advantage of the rain to remind ourselves how this works. How this works. Now, if I can, over to Psalm. Psalm 102. And in Psalm 102, picking up, if I may, verse 25. Of old, Psalm 102, 25. Of old, hast thou laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish. Temporal, only for a while. I made heaven. It isn't about earth. It's about God's holy, happy heaven. Verse 25. Behold, thou hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of thy hands. They shall perish, but thou shalt endure. God stays. Yea, all of them shall wax old like a garment. They'll all get old and be put aside. As a vesture, thou shalt change them, and they shall be changed. In the twinkling of an eye, God's going to go and change the whole thing one day. The new heavens and a new earth. It isn't about all of that. What do we walk in? We walk in the earth, the environment that God has given, and we live in it, and God is there. He says it's temporary, by sight. And then you're comparing the other side of the coin, because earth and the outworking of human history is in the middle of God. And God created the middle earth and our human history in order to bring it forth into God's holy, happy heaven. How's he going to do that? In the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for the sin of the world, so that in the eternal future, he, the Lamb of God, is the light of the world. And the new heavens and the new earth are all about God's holy, happy heaven. That's what they're all about. Wonderfully. It isn't about here. But you have to be here to get there properly. Now, therefore, Psalm 103. God, do you know about? Here we walk by sight, how we do it, each one doing their thing, which is right in our own eyes, we do it. Psalm 103, verse 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For reason, he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. We're made from the dust. Our dust go back to dust. Verse 15. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children. God, you're saying the same thing over and over. He were here and now by sight, and at the same time, God's busy dealing with the human hearts that they might enjoy the other side of the coin. Well, what they see and what they can't see, and what they look to God in the light of his word to understand what we can't see is that which is going to be. What we see is all going to disappear. Actually, if we live, play it safe, 150 years, you'll all be gone. You're safe? 150 years from now, I won't see any one of you here. No, I'll be here all by myself. You understand? You're all going. You are not made for only for a while. Now, keep that in mind. Psalm 147. In Psalm 147, God says it for us again. For Israel. Now, 147, picking up, please, in verse 15. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth. His word runneth very swiftly. Remember what you read in Isaiah 55, 11, 10 and 11. My word goes forth. The weather goes forth. It does what I send it to do. Therefore, verse 15 again. He sendeth forth his commandment upon the earth, and his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like a blanket, like snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost, the dew, the light, the word is used, of the manna spread all over the ground. He giveth the snow like wool. He scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his cold, 50 degrees below zero? Wow. He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, and his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. Wow, God. Israel looked at everything the world did, but though Israel had the advantage if they took it, they had God, and God gave them the other side of the coin. God gave them, by faith, what he was doing. So what they would see happening is one thing, but behind, on the other side, what was happening was all subject to God's glory and honor, what he's doing, whatever he was going to do. But Israel didn't trust God. So they always looked. That's why they're going to say in 1 Samuel chapter 8, give us a king that we can be like other nations. We don't want to be like different, so different. We want to be like them. Now, so having said that, verse 20, he hath not dealt so with any nation. For his judgments they have not known. Praise the Lord. Now God, you're following a little bit? They're there, both on, right now. Right now, here you are in your experience, your history, depending how old you are, and your background, and this is your life, what you know. You don't know something about people that live in China. They have their life. You have your life, and you know what you've experienced, what you've gone through, what you understand. That's what you do. And when you get saved, God does a wonderful thing and brings in a brand new relationship to himself. So that as I see myself, I now see myself as I am, and God, my Creator, my Savior, I see him, and I'm able to go and enjoy him in a way. I enjoy him here in light, like we do, in a dark world. Now, keep in mind we did, so you see it again. Remember that here you are, here's the average human. There they are. And they live whatever part of city they live in, whatever country they live in, there they are. You imagine whatever you want. Here they are. That's their world. That's the world of the person crossing the border. Crossing the border. Cost him $10,000, but cross the border. There we go. I got it. Now, but that person, like all the world, comes to know the Lord as a Savior. And when they receive the Lord as a Savior, God, this is their world. By sight. But when I receive the Lord as my Savior, God comes along and brings a whole new dimension to my window. And I now see quite differently. I see the same me, but I see me differently. I see me as a sinner saved by grace in God's wonderful, wonderful way. That's how I see me. I see time differently. And time isn't an issue anymore. Death isn't an issue anymore. It's changed. What changed? God brought in heaven's view of what he has in mind for me and for you. And when I get saved, I'm a brand new creature in Christ. I can either live as if I don't have this. That's just what most believers do. Most believers don't use this. That doesn't mean they aren't saved. They just do not. Almost very high percentage. We just shared it last night in the board meeting. Very rarely do they do this. It's a whole new way. God brought it into them. But you have to do it how? Not by sight, but by faith. Trusting God with all your heart. Now, having said that, and keeping that in mind, if you would, that'll help you. And in the process now, a God, and we said, I don't want to leave that out in space here. We read together in 1 Corinthians 5 and Isaiah 55, etc. We read what? That God is gone, and we're told we have the sight part. There's no question we got the sight, but we need to get through trusting God if we get saved, and we need to exercise by faith. So faith, the cup has to exercise by faith. So I'm going to look to God for all that he's doing. He said, as the rain comes down, I'm doing everything I want to on planet Earth. I know what the governments are. I know what everything else is going, everything, China and everything, our country, everything. God said, I know that. But knowing that, God is doing what he's doing. So the human heart knows where it is. When they get saved, God does a wonderful thing. Now, and therefore we read together in Isaiah that you need to understand that. And just before he said that, he said, would you please understand, my thoughts are not your thoughts. They aren't the same. How do you feel about the Bible? How do you feel about God? I feel about God. I feel about the Bible. I read a verse. We can all read a verse and be totally missing the whole verse and say amen to it. But we didn't lock onto it at all. So easy in the flesh. But so God comes along and God tells us to trust him. He says, my thoughts are not your thoughts. So what am I going to do? I'm going to understand Christ crucified. So God said, don't be trusting. We're not to walk by faith. So I can't do that. I have to walk by faith while I'm living on planet Earth. I walk by faith. Now God, and then God's thinking is what I'm looking for in light of God's word to outwork everything. Now, over if I can to Psalm 40. You know all these things. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Psalm 40. And you'll notice in Psalm 40, David is going to help us. Picking up, please, if I may, verse 4. Psalm 40, verse 4. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works. That's what Job said. Which thou hast done, and my thoughts, there's your little word, my thinking, my thoughts, thy thoughts, which are to usward, they cannot be reckoned up in order. There's no way to count them. Unto thee, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. There's no way. You said your thoughts are higher than the heavens. There's the stars up there, stars, thousands of stars, millions of stars. We just said it. We did it the other day. Remember, we had the picture for you. And we have the picture almost from the Hubble telescope, looking at a galaxy, 273,000 light years. Not 273, 273,000 light years. A light year, remember speed of light, 186,000 plus miles per second. In other words, I could go around, try to say one, and the end. Light has gone around the world seven times. Oh, it's gone around seven times. That's 6 trillion miles a light year. 6 trillion miles a light year times 273,000 light years. That's just for one little galaxy. Immensity. Awesome immensity. Wow. Now, God, what are you saying? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. I name all the stars. I name the stars, not the galaxies. I name the stars. No, you can't. There's over 8 billion people on the earth. You couldn't possibly know us. You couldn't possibly care about me. It's hidden in the woods here. God said, listen, the 8 billion people on earth make the galaxy stars look like nothing, so minuscule, can't see them. 8 billion people, with a count of the stars, zillions. I call them all by name. God, don't be telling God. Well, God, you couldn't possibly do all these things. Yeah, well, you got the idea. Now, so my thoughts are higher. Do it. I'm trying to drive it home again for the 50,000th time to get it. One day in your heart or my heart, we want to be growing. And one day that what we just mumbled out will click. And you'll say in your heart, for real, not just, I agree. That's not saying it. That's not enjoying it. It'll really hit you. It's real. God, you're awesome. Psalm 139. And Psalm 139. And again, David, picking up, if I may, I'll pick it up a little bit where we did the other day. Verse 7, whether shall I go from thy presence, Spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. There's no way to get away, God. No, there's no way to get away from you. No, there isn't. How could you possibly get away from me, said God? And you want to be able to what? To enjoy. I came to save you from the mess you live in, your misery. That's why I'm merciful to you. Now, citing over, verse 17, how precious also are thy thoughts. There's your word again. How precious are thy thoughts unto me. O God, how great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand when I awake and I'm still with you, God. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't a dream. It was for real. I just didn't imagine it. It's for real. God, wow. Now, having said that, you're getting a little bit, you're understanding. Sight, faith. All both at the same time. And if I don't look to God and his word, by faith, letting things which I can't see, even understand, but resting in them by faith, they become real. And God said, just believe me, and then you'll begin to understand me. Believe, and you'll begin to understand. I am one, using your little language, using your limited language. I am one awesome God. That's what I am. Okay. And it strikes home. And I got it. God. Wow. That's what Revelation 4 and 5, when we're there to worship God, what are we overwhelmed with? God's magnificence. What can you do with it? Just bathe in it. That's what you can do. Just rest in it. Wow. Now, over, if I can, in the light of that, put that together. over to Ephesians. And in Ephesians, and picking up if I can, I'm going to do that, which you know, but I want to connect it, dots, connect the dots. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk. You walk by faith and not by sight. That you're going to walk in them. That's what you're going to do. How are you going to believe? Got to believe that he's one before. That's why he created us on planet Earth. He has a wonderful plan for our life. When we come to know the Lord as our Savior, we're walking by sight. But then all of a sudden we see and understand it isn't about here and now. It's about there and then. Wow. Now, having said that, sliding over if I can in the light of Ephesians, over if I can to go to chapter 1 for a moment and verse 3, just to tie it together. With God's wonderful workmanship and that God's going to outwork it. Verse 3, blessed be the Lord, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. All of them. That's what it says. It does say all. All is legit. It's a legit word. All spiritual blessings. How big do you think all is? How much do you think all is? Enough to will they fill half the Bible if you wrote them all down? What do you think blessings? How much blessings is all? All the resources of heaven are there. And we're to what? Enjoy them. I didn't even say to use them. Just enjoy them. They're yours. How can they be mine? In Christ, who's saving you? That's why they're yours. God, you walk by faith and not by sight. And you understand. Now, that's an awesome, wonderful, wonderful thing. And so, therefore, you're going to get all spiritual blessings. Chapter 3. And in chapter 3, picking up, using the same, stay in the theme, verse 19, 3:19, Ephesians. To who? To know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. God's wonderful fullness. God's providing all of his wonderful heaven, all that he is, on our behalf. Therefore, verse 20, since he's doing that, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, our thoughts. Try your thoughts. Try exercise. My thoughts, said God, are higher than yours, so try your thoughts at it. See? We look at the galaxies, 273,000 miles, light years. Wow. That's nothing. That's my thought. That's our human thoughts. And then there's God's thoughts that exceed all that he created. Wow. Now, therefore, verse 20, that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And remember, we did, I'll do it again for you. I'm going to take verse 20, just to show you God's language. If anyone, no human could ever write the Bible. The language is beyond our human ability. We just don't think like that. We don't even feel like that. Only God can say it. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Ask. I'm going to build the pyramid. I'm going to start at the top. Let's see how big the pyramid is. Well, at the top, I got the word ASK. But But then I go, ask or think. Then I go, ask that ask or think, all that we ask or think, abundantly above all that we ask or think, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Pyramid. Big, big, big. That's right. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And say, well, I would read the Bible. We don't even. Well, I'm a Bible teacher and I'm whatever. No, God. We can't even touch the magnificence of your person. And we're so stubborn and brutish, a Hebrew word, which means stupid. Stubborn and stupid. That's what we are. We do it. It's my personality. It's what I do. I was done. And we never allow God to just get before him. And God, thank you for being who you are in a most wonderful way, knowing all the while that we're on planet Earth. Over to 2 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, better. 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians in chapter 4. Now, what do you know? You know our Lord prepared, John 16, they're going to be persecuted, they're going to want to kill you, John chapter 15, they hate you. This is the world. They hate me. They hate light, as we've been doing. They hate light. So therefore, the world, if you're going to walk this way, no one cares in the dark, who cares? If you're going to start enjoying God, the world doesn't want you to, because that brings light into the darkness, and we don't want light. We don't want to think there's a God like that. We don't mind being Catholic, Protestant, Islamic, whatever, and socialism, communism, whatever we are. But if we have to understand, God is wonderfully, wonderfully condemned the whole ball of wax to save us in a most wonderful way. That's something. Now, God, what about that? Second, it's the world we live in. Darkness. Back to what we're doing. Why did this come from? Remember? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. That's where this all came from. Psalm 23, verse 5. My cup runneth over. To help understand, David, what were you talking about when you said, my cup runneth over? Now, having said that, so that's our world. We live in the shadow of valley of death, darkness and evil. It isn't going away. The news isn't good. The news is going to keep going where it's going, and the world's going to keep going where it's going. Therefore, Peter, James, John, Paul, be an example to us. They are. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, picking up, please, in verse 9. For I think, telling the Corinthians, for I think that God has sent forth us apostles last, lowest. God makes us the lowest in the pile. How do you mean? As it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto this world and to angels and to men. And elsewhere, if you read, you'd see the world sends what? To send us into the theater, the Roman arena, to persecute, to hate us, to watch us get beaten up, watch us be lions and everything else, to watch us get burned. That's what we're there for. The apostle said, that's what we're there for. We're here. and the world's all watching. But the believing one out there in the getting on the fire is being burned. A light in the darkness. God, here we are. My cup runneth over. My cup is full, overflowing. In fact, God, in fact, everything is always full. You're the fullness of God. Our Lord, you're the fullness of God. There's never any reduction. It's always full. Always full. I just need to enjoy the fullness. That's what I need, God. My cup runneth over.